Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Second Chance Lifestyle Show.
But Your Honor, she did come in at 16.
Got real.
We like to support each other by charging vaguely around the same amount of money.
Holy!
Now, reaching out to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada, it's Ken and Lisa.
Oh, hello everyone.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, how are you?
Good.
Oh, I was speaking to the audience, but hello as well to you.
I was doing both.
Oh.
Welcome to the Second Chance Lifestyle Show.
You forgot an exciting episode. Another exciting episode of Second Chance Lifestyle Show.
I'm not an imitation of you, so I do it my own way.
Well, not many people can be me.
Yeah. So. So today's episode...
What's today's episode?
Five?
No, I think it's six.
Six. Oh, so many already. Episode six. And yeah, it's been 2 weeks since we've been on the air. It's we're in August now. It's quite hot again today.
By the way, today is August 3rd, 2014.
Yes.
Did you know yesterday was the, 24th year anniversary of the Iraq invasion of Kuwait?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, just don't know why I brought it up. But.
Oh, today is actually International Friend Day, so happy International Friend. So hug a friend and find your best friend, say hi. And...
International Friend Day?
Yes, you know that?
Oh, I guess I know now.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Ken, your transformation life coach and legal process outsourcer. And we have Lisa, the...
I'm Lisa. I'm the clinical hypnotherapist and mental health practitioner.
And nutritionist.
And I was going to say holistic nutritionist.
Oh, holistic. Oh.
Yeah.
So hopefully everyone had a great weekend. We did not do a show last weekend. However, we are here now, fresh and ready to go.
Yes. And first I'll give you our number. You can reach us, 516-595-8091. You can send us a message in our chat room.
And what else can they do?
You can send us a tweet at Second Chance Hypno. Or you can follow us on Facebook. facebook.com/secondchancetransformationhypnotherapy. All right, so today,
We know we must always always pay the proper respect and tribute. You know whom. Of course, I'm Megan. Respect has been given.
All right.
So today's topic, you said...
today's topic, quite interesting topic. Geraldo Rivera, most people are familiar with him. He was on a talk show talking about marriage, saying that what most girls or women bring to a marriage is youth.
That's about it.
And as you're saying, we can dive into this topic here. That's a detriment. Well, he was saying that's a detriment to the girls or the woman, because after 2 years, if the guy rejects you, then, girl pretty feel pretty crappy.
Oh, well, she can just take a pill. She'll be fine.
Excuse me. She'll be heartbroken.
Oh, okay, well, in that case, take two pills. She'll be better.
There was another part of the article I want to discuss. They call it beta marriages, or you're saying Tom Likas calls it a starter marriage?
Yeah, Tom Likas refers to it as a starter marriage, starter husband.
Yeah, so basically, a person gets married for maybe, I don't know, 1 or 2 years, and if it doesn't work out, oh, well, just hit the road, I guess, as they say. You know, there's nothing forever, so.
Mm. Well.
Anyway, so he was saying, especially he was talking about girls in their 20s, you know, if you have nothing going on, you just rely on your looks. In 2 years, if the guy leaves you, you're going to be, you know, pretty upset.
Well, they have flat stomachs and smooth skin. It's perfect.
Yeah, but why would the guy leave him after 2 years? Are they aging that fast?
Well, it's just like you go to the dealer, purchase an automobile, as the mileage increases, they say, oh.
Excuse me, that's disgusting.
No, you buy an automobile, mileage, don't mind me, I'm eating spinach.
Yeah, he's eating. No, it's just a sad state of affairs. We're in, people have to have a beta marriage, try it out. Don't even bother even getting together then.
Well, of course, Tom Likas would say, the simple solution is, do not get married whatsoever. Then she won't have to worry about being dumped.
A simple solution, we just stay together. People used to do that, you know.
And maybe the days of the Romans and what? In the
not that far. Actually, it started, I can tell you when it started. It was 1933, the beginning of the Industrial Revolution.
I thought it was 36.
Technically, it was 33.
Oh.
Yeah. So when people, because everyone used to work on the farm and, you know, everyone had their chore and their job. But now, people don't know what job they should do, and most, that's kind of part of the reason why most marriages fail.
Well, the birds wanted freedom, and now they have freedom, and et cetera.
Yeah, but now, but that's a strain on the marriage. And now, because in those days, you're so reliant on each other, that's why people have to stay together. But now, they have their own money, you have your own this, cars, whatever. And so you don't have to...
Isn't it also interesting that since all this so-called freedom has arisen, birds now, women now, they have a higher rate of cancer, heart disease, and et cetera. Realize that they said the gap between men and women for longevity is shrinking.
This is kind of a different issue, but yeah, well, cancer, many different things. The pollution, the food you're eating, stress, alcohol. I keep reading alcohol is a major thing.
Because these birds get hammered in the pulp. I saw it last night.
No women are, you're not supposed to be drinking more than one glass a day. And you can't drink for a week and then have seven. It's one a day, every day.
I'm telling you, last night in the pub, I saw so many birds, and they drank more than I did. And they were just chugging the drinks away. Mind you, they were mixed drinks. They don't drink beer as much. They like their mixed drinks.
Oh, that sugar.
And wine.
Oh. Anyway, kind of off topic there, but there's many reasons for the cancer. Another reason I think is the strain of the children. It used to be different in the old days. Kids have to, you know, have their own chores, and even they're 8 or 10 years old, some had to work. But now, we treat children like they're so delicate creatures, and they stay with you till they're in their 20s.
Oh, the kids play on their laptops and on the smartphones and chat rooms and do all kind of things they should not be doing.
Well, exactly. They don't learn anything.
Yep.
So, that's...
So,
But the point of, like...
What a woman brings to a marriage.
Well, yeah. No, it was an interesting reaction. I was watching the video, him on the show, and some women were shocked. Like, but then a lot of women on Twitter were agreeing. We all know this is the truth because, back to caveman, men want something, a woman that's attractive, right?
Of course.
And then a woman wants, it goes back to caveman as well.
Security.
Security, either security, financial, or strong, or whatever, those three. And that's what they had even during, before the Industrial Revolution, the men provided that. So that's what people look for now.
Yeah, but, it's the equality now. They want the equality, so they have the equality.
The point is, you shouldn't be going into this marriage not have anything to fall back on. It doesn't matter, not work out, or a person's sick, or you don't know what's going to happen. What are you going to do?
Also, the man, he's a fool if he goes into the marriage without having proper protection himself.
Same with her.
Well, yeah, I guess it's a bit worse for her. Although she can try to get vagina money, as Tom Lakers calls it.
I don't understand that. When people get divorced and people want to get alimony, like, she shouldn't be taking someone else's money.
But she says she's entitled because she, you know, in the marriage. And the laws are written now that the family law somewhat favors the divorcee somewhat.
But it wasn't entitled to anything. You work for your money, you keep it. Like, you can't, no. Because I'm sure in those days, those women wouldn't leave the man. Well, he'd probably need to beat the crap.
We'll tell that to the feminist.
Yeah. But the point is, even if you get married, it shouldn't prevent you from living your life
and
going to school.
You know, these bears are not going to do that for the most part. They want the easy way out, especially here on the West Coast. These bears want the easiest way out.
But they're only hurting themselves.
Totally.
But they're only hurting themselves.
Totally.
Yeah. They're telling they want the easy way out.
Yeah, but it's still a detriment.
You expect it.
Whatever.
She said it better than I could. They won't listen. I'm telling you, the things I see on a daily basis in all the travels, and it's just, it seems to be all over. They want the security, but they want the freedom. But they cannot have it both ways. So if they're going to get married and bring youth, well, it's great. One thing you notice quite often, the women who bring youth, or the really, really hot looks, tend to be the ones who you see with the men with money. You will never, never in this planet see a millionaire, billionaire with an unattractive bird. You never will see that. And it's funny, the hotter they are, the more attractive, the less they tend to rally the sword, in a sense, or, you know, stir the pot.
Of course, they don't want to get rid of their meal tickets. Yeah, can't afford to.
Yeah, this was discussed also on the Tom Likas show. The ones who tend to complain the most are the ones who are the least attractive. So, you know, just how it is. So you cannot just bring youth to a marriage, because when the youth is gone, then in a sense, if you have nothing else to offer, then she's on her way out the door.
Point it comes down to, don't rely on a man to give you everything you want. It comes within yourself.
Again, I hate referring to the professor, Tom. He did say that, essentially, the hotter they are, the less likely they will do much, like, for school or academic-wise.
What about the girls overseas?
Well, I mean, for North America. Speaking of North America, overseas is different. The funny thing is, my good mate, Surratt.
Who?
You know him. That's his middle name. I don't want to use his first name. It's his middle name.
Mm-hmm.
You know him. But we cannot, on air, cannot say there. You know who he is, Surratt. You know, he. But anyway, so he said that some of those countries, he travels extensively. He said it's vastly, vastly different than here.
I guess I'll fit in there better, huh?
Yeah, I guess you can go pick potatoes and help in the field.
I can't pick potatoes in Estonia. You can still. Or, you know, nothing against that. Or maybe I'll go over there and live on a farm. I don't know. It's animals. But.
Well, yeah, but who would you talk to?
Animals.
You would talk to the animals.
Do that now.
Don't I already know that? Yeah, exactly. Yep, she's going to live on the farm. Can you believe that? Yeah.
Yeah,
yep, you have plenty of conversation there. But let's not get off topic too much. We want to keep the interest of the listeners.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No.
I was going to say we want to thank all of our great listeners.
Yeah.
And we noticed that the topics that tend to be a bit controversial tend to have the highest rating.
Or the topics that people can relate to the most. So So last time, not last time, our last show we did was about aging
women or something along those.
Oh,
aging
birds. Yeah. It was also about youth and women who are older when your husband leaves you. Is that funny? Similar topic. Lots of people look to that, like that show. Wonder Woman. I think because people can relate to it because youth is diminishing for a woman. And so what do you do? I'm sure you heard of stories when a man left them and, you know,
It's simple. You have your ducks in a row, your stuff's just, and you're sorted prior to getting married. So if it ends, you will not be left high and dry. It's simple as that.
No, but even still, say if I had, my education and finances are set up and he leaves me, I'll still be heartbroken and upset.
I just say, good glass of wine, take a pill.
I'm not alcoholic. I'm not a drug addict.
No. It's just, remember, you're the sensitive one anyway. We have two differing views, which is great. You're the sensitive, caring one, which is, nice and sweet. And I'm the, what am I?
You're the jerk.
No, I'm the pig. But the listeners like it because when you look at the stats, people are like, wow, they like the diversity.
Oh, yeah. I'm a nice person, and you're just a pig.
Yeah, I'm the pig. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, what can I say? And where's me, here's me pig here. That's me.
But yeah, so it just goes to show these starter marriages, and people just, I don't know, marriage doesn't exist how it did before, so it's, I think a lot of places, even in Quebec, even common law is more popular than getting married.
Well, they said right now in America, right now in history, this is the first time in history that there are more people that are non-married than married, and the trend is dropping more and more.
I think the trend is also dropping. People are having less children, or if they have any children at all.
Well, the immigrants, they will always keep have more kids, immigrants to North America. They bring in, they help increase the population.
Yeah, but even stories of people, couples in India, they don't want to have kids or they delay it because they want to finish school or whatever. So even there, it's...
Yeah, actually, Jazz told me the other day, Jazz Preet said that in India right now, that there's a small feminist movement growing, and they could not believe it. And now there's conflict between the bears growing up and the older ones.
Kind of like here with the immigrants. When you move here, there's two ways. The old, your country where you came from, and the new country where you're living, yeah.
But he said that at the Gurdwara down the street here.
Temple, that's what it is.
Well, yeah. Temple. Here you say temple. We say Gurdwara. Its topic is starting to come to light.
So what are they saying there?
They're not going to allow it. They will never allow it to happen. And the priests are starting to, turn the pot up and say, no, this is not going to happen. This is not going to happen.
If there's enough people, there's enough old people around. And
maybe many decades, perhaps. For now, they will not let it happen. But bottom line is, to the story, is you get married. If you do a starter marriage, you run the risk of losing that youth and him telling you, hey, honey, they're at the door. Don't let it hit you on the way out. So if you don't have your own proper protection from that, you're just simply up a creek.
I've talked about this many times in other shows. You're also at his whim. Like, if he wants to verbally abuse you, physically, do what he wants with you. He can't do anything.
Yeah, I think I don't think you have as much these days.
Yeah, because the person can't afford to leave. Like, when the economy's bad, there's less divorces, right?
Oh, it's simple. Then if you don't marry the lad, then you don't have to worry. It is stuff.
Yeah, but I'm talking to the people who are married in that situation.
Well, I guess they just have to just sort it out and make and fix it. What do you say?
Well, yeah, you have to have a plan B. Things don't work out, or you can't stay with them because of the money. Like, you're living what a miserable life. Well, I think, that's part of the reason why there's some stress and people have some illnesses. That's why a lot of clients come to see me, because men's left them, or they just start from the ground up.
Exactly.
Or usually women in their 30s or 40s, like, have to start a new career or get a career. They don't have a career. Something, they have nothing.
Totally.
Yep, when the parents get in those mid to late 30s is when... That's when they tend to start being replaced. I'd say even...
Replaced? What are we, like dolls or, like, sausages?
I'd say late 30s is when you notice they tend to be divorced or getting divorced.
How do you know she didn't leave him?
Well, either way.
Yeah.
It's still divorced, whether he leaves or she leaves.
Yeah.
Either way, I mean... Either way, it's a divorce. I'm telling you, in DePaul, you wouldn't believe the number of birds there in the late 30s and 40s that are single. Single by meaning divorced. And for some reason, wherever I go, these birds, these people like to tell me their life history. Always, 9 times out of 10, when they hit that mid, I'd say 37 on up, is when they start getting sent home or replaced. Sometimes as low as 35.
And so what's their life mission? What do they want to do with their life now? They talk to.
Well, I asked that question. And actually, the funny thing is, most of them say they're looking for the next hubby to help take care of them.
No, I'm not talking about a relationship.
Oh.
What do they want to do with their life now? That either they don't have a career or they have to figure out what they're doing.
A lot of them, that's too far ahead for them to think. That's too complex for them to think.
So what are they going to do with their life then? They have no ambitions, no goals.
Nope, no ambitions, no goals. Like, case in point, what they often do is, like, case in point, yesterday at the pub, I'm standing in line, you know, just to buy a drink or whatever, and I always have cash.
Mm.
Every single time, the bearers, if they pay for a drink, they always use that plastic. And I don't mean debit card. I mean credit card.
Mm.
It's because they don't have any paper money. And I've actually asked them this question. And they said, well, you know, it's tough for a girl. They tell me. Says, oh.
It wasn't tough for a guy. What do you mean, girl? I don't understand that statement even.
They tell me it's tough for a girl, and they know not to ask me to buy them a drink.
Why they should talk about themselves? It's tough for me. I don't know why they say tough for a girl. I don't know what that means.
It's because they got in their late 30s. They got sent home or they got divorced, and they may or may not get vagina money. If you don't get vagina money, if they get like small amounts. Oftentimes, they don't have the job skills to compete.
Yeah, so once again, it goes back to what I was saying, you have to have your education. You have to. What are you going to do? What's your? I talk about this over and over.
There's this one blonde who's 44, and she has 4 kids. Divorce, go figure. And she sells shoes.
Okay.
Shoes.
Where does she work?
Well, I don't know the store. But that's her, what do you do? She said, I sell shoes. Said, oh.
That's not money to support 4 kids or even 1 kid. Even yourself, barely.
She told me she gets like $3,000 a month in vagina money and support.
The point is, if she's getting any money, that all should go towards the kids. And she shouldn't be keeping any of it.
I asked her, I said, so if you get $3,000 a month,
are you gonna
give your kids? I said, what do you do with the money? And she said, well, a girl has to look good. Because she's always looking nice, so she spends a lot of that money. She told me she spends a lot of it on clothing and kids, clothing and accessories, and some on kids.
That's what I don't understand. You're taking a man's money, spending it on your kids for either private school or tutors or anything, any music classes, nothing. You're spending it on yourself. So selfish.
They spend it on themselves so they can go to the gym, so they can catch like the next fish.
You can catch a fish, and you don't care if it's going to screw up your kids. You don't care how it's going to affect your kids. Seeing all these different men around, and they're going to resent you.
I'm telling you, the birds, they don't think that far out.
And you don't tell them that?
Well, I'm not their daddy. They can call me daddy, but I'm not their daddy.
Why not? You can tell them that.
If I speak to these birds in such a way, they look at me like I'm mental.
So? I think people look at me.
Well, that's okay for you. Cannot be, you know, for me.
No, because I just can't walk around the world and be phony. I have to speak the truth, or I can't.
Don't you know by now, a lot of birds don't like hearing the truth. Women do not like hearing the truth.
It doesn't matter if people don't like hearing it. If it has to be said, it's going to be said.
Well.
They're the one that has to go home at night, take all the makeup off their face, and look at themselves in the mirror.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. A lot of them don't care.
I don't think they don't care. I think inside that they know they're pretty miserable and what kind of life they've led and what bad choices they made.
I just see them hammered all the time.
Yeah, we think of hammered. People are trying to drown their sorrows. Drown whatever is inside them, deep inside them.
The pub is happy. The pub makes lots of money off them. And also from the blokes who go in there and buy them drinks.
Yeah, of course, this kind of people you're going to meet when you go to those places, of course.
Now, this is all over the world. Well, all over North America.
You meet in the bookstores? No.
North America. I've seen this.
Are they at the bookstore, your local bookstore?
Well, I don't know. They don't go in the bookstore with, I guess, you know, look for books.
Or a library. The last time I was at a library.
Library? What century are you from?
They still have libraries. They're not closed down.
yeah. This is 2014. This is not 1914. It's a lot, just a lot different now.
Telling me, I go around, I feel like another planet.
Meow, 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 meow. That's okay. Meow, 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 your friend's here. You want some callers? Call them. It's 516-595-8091.
Let us know what you think. Do you think that women just get married because they're youth? And if you do, what are you going to fall back on?
We want your opinion of the topic.
Yes.
We have so many listeners now, and the numbers keep rising.
Who knows? Maybe if there's a male, if men listening. Is there any men?
Anyway,
you never know.
Yeah, maybe possibly one or two go in, who are men who the wires crack the whip and they jump. They jump 10 feet in the air. But not many.
No.
So what can they? So how can how can hypnotherapy help them? Help these birds?
Oh yeah. So regarding this issue, or
yeah, actually yeah.
Well yeah, it can help with your motivation if you don't know what you want to do, or you want to go back to school, find out who you are, have more confidence. Who's that? It's subconscious mind knocking.
Exactly.
It's saying, what do you want to do? And
exactly.
So it will help you. We'll dig. Your mind will tell me. We'll dig deep. Find out where you go into that big mind, big deep mind of yours.
So you can go into hypnotherapy. You can go to the mind and what?
No, the mind will tell me what the person wants to do.
But no, regarding how hypnotherapy can help, I'm guessing one thing, perhaps self-esteem boost or so.
Well, yeah, it helps self-esteem, motivation. Focus
on positive things as opposed to the telly.
But yeah. So, like I said before in other shows, I'll give positive suggestions to the subconscious mind and it'll absorb it instantly. It won't analyze it and, wonder what it is. It'll just say, all right, I guess I'm confident.
Well, we are extremely busy in the offices.
Yes, so busy.
And please, we keep, keep coming in, keep the calls coming in, keep calling us, we'll sort you out. So between what we have here and the ones coming over from Mother England, fucking hell.
Oh yeah, those people, but they have to wait, about a month,
I think it's more than that. I think it's 6 weeks now, the wait list.
But yeah, I'm getting ready, it's going to be busy again coming in the fall, because people are going back to work, people are like, feel here, get depressed because either weather's going to churn, they have to look good, either lose weight or...
And we have another possible therapist joining us. I won't say his name.
Oh,
but
yes.
I would call him...
Good man.
Yeah, good man. Good man may be joining us on our team here.
Good chap, yeah.
Yeah, he's a trained hypnotherapist now.
He's good, yeah.
He's certified and he's just fucking... He's good to go. He actually has a lot of empathy. Which I guess I'm lacking. But
I wish you don't, yeah.
Well, yeah. He has a lot of empathy. He's actually very, very caring.
He's a really nice person. Actually, him and I can chat all night. He's a really nice person. Yeah, so it seems like there's a theme to a lot of our shows. We seem to talk about either marriage, or are we talking about what happens if your youth fades and that guy leaves you? I guess that's a pretty common theme. People around the world or North America.
Yeah, but
let's
be honest. We talk about a lot of the smut type topics. The smut sells.
I'm not talking about it because it sells. talking about it because it affects everyone, and people can relate to that.
It does, but if we put the show too educational, the listenership drops.
Yeah, I ask you, listeners, why do you think if it's too educational, the listenership drops? Like, do you guys want to be educated about hypnosis and different topics?
In my opinion, I think they don't... How can I say this? I think if it's mixed in proper with the controversial type stuff, people like controversy. They like controversy. They like the smut. They like the everyday thing, the local gossip. If it's too educational, they either cannot grasp it or they get too bored.
Kind of like the work like at the water cooler or at ladies who used to go to salons, you know, beauty salons. You know, chit-chat or gossip about stuff.
Yeah, the bird. Yeah, the birds are always chatting.
They are.
But that's what they like. They like, yeah. You know.
So yeah, let us know if you want. Are there any other topics you want us to discuss? Something else that you want to hear?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, she does.
It's just stories that you found that are really pretty controversial. You think about topics we're supposed to talk about?
Yeah.
Happy
really? She's talking about her ex-hubby, how bad he is.
Oh, give me a
talk. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Alright.
Oh, really? He's that bad? Oh, he's that bad. Oh. You kissed it there. Oh. Really? Let's see. Oh. Yes, you're right. Yes, yes. Yes. Yes, you're right. Oh, sorry. I got the car is running. I have to check the car. But so, anyway.
Yeah. Bottom line, these days, you have to have a plan B, C, D, E, F, all the way down to alphabet. You never know what's going to happen to you.
Yeah, but they won't. They're going to still go, you know.
Maybe still people will. Maybe someone's listening. He's like, maybe I will.
That would be great if they did. But too often than not, they want to.
So you want to be a drunk. All that shit. Smoke any motherfuckers don't eat.
If you know those relationships won't last, not many relationships that won't last. Or you'd be injured or killed or shot.
The various, they attracted to men of power and money and status. And they will shag a guy if he has no money, but if he's really, you know, really good looking and powerful, a bad boy, because they think they can rehabilitate, quote unquote, and they like the thrill, the excitement. It makes them just tingle in their toes.
Like Tom Likas?
Yeah, Tom Likas, which his birthday was August 1st, by the way. I think he's 59. And him being 59, he gets 20-year-olds hitting on him.
I want to let Tom, if he hears this, I want to let Tom know he should really take better care of his health and promoting that on his show.
Yep.
That's really important. You know, really, I'm always talking about health all the time. You always ask you questions about health. And,
oh, yeah. Which is www.blowmeuptom.com.
So there you go, Tom. There.
Yeah, Tom is a tribute as well.
So...
But yeah, you definitely are the health guru.
Like lately, you're really into coconut water, aren't you? But everyone here loves coconut water. But I started drinking before it was popular. It's just really good for you.
You are just the natural, holistic.
I'm a
healer
and all that. Yeah, healer.
And you're not much. You're pretty grounded, not good. That's more so me.
So, yeah, let me know. I don't know if you have any questions. You have any questions about mental health, about hypnosis, about relationships, anything about... Men have questions about anything?
I think a lot of this depends upon the age group that's listening.
Probably, well, if there's anything like my clients, then probably the 30 to 40-year-olds.
The 40-year-olds, they're often basket cases. That either divorce, 40s and above, either divorce or they want help with weight loss, things like that, self-esteem. 30, they're in transition.
And guys, quite often they help with self-esteem too.
Yeah, the more so the newer guys, I guess. The newer, the younger ones.
30-something. Well, I guess it's youngish.
But there's one lad who's 20.
Well, we have a guest. Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, guest 7505. How are you?
Anyway, so...
Oh, let's say hello to our this guest. I think we just do this.
Yeah, first time, so bear with us.
Oh, perhaps we will...
Co-host, yeah. So what were you saying?
What was I saying? I fucking forgot. Oh, I'm not supposed to...
I was talking about hypnosis and confidence. I help with men. Usually it's younger. Well, 30s or so, age range.
Yeah, the ones in their 30s, the birds in their 30s, that's when they're going through the transition of, newly divorced and et cetera, and they're trying to, what they call, find themselves. What's that?
Is someone calling in? Let's see.
Oh, why is that, no? Oh, hit that.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the Second Chance Lifestyle Show.
Hey, what's going on?
Good,
how are you?
I'm good. I was looking at the topic, and it's a topic I engage in on a fairly regular basis.
Oh, good. Tell us about it.
In reference to women being ahead of men, I think that'll be the downfall of society. If you want to ask me specific questions, I can answer that. But I don't know if I have the energy to get on a soapbox.
We are so glad you called. I personally agree with you. I'm a fellow listener of the Tom Likas show, Likas 101, blowmeuptom.com. But, yeah, these women, they get married, they bring in youth, and when the youth is gone, then they want to take, oftentimes they want to take half the man's money, and the poor, guy, he's just stuck in a box, he has no money left, little money left. So... it's just one of those situations. But you can speak to our guest. Oh, what's your name, by the way? Sorry. Oh, no, we'll call Peter. You John. Just call you John.
No, my name is Peter. I look at society for what it is. And I, let me say this and make this disclaimer. Not all communities are equal. When you're talking about different communities, there's definitely a huge difference. But if I wanted to speak generally, and I mean, when I say generally, I mean extremely generally. I think that a lot of the women empowerment movements and, the goals of women moving forward, not to say that a woman should, fall short of what her goals and aspirations are, but I think that women should continuously seek men who are ahead of them. And what I see from a lot of so-called educated, independent women is they're intentionally choosing men who are their intellectual and financial subordinates so that they can call the shots in the relationship. And they don't draw things all the way out because then you have generations of boys who grow up in an environment devoid of male leadership. And when you look at how society is structured, men do the building and maintaining of the physical aspects of any given community. And when those things, boys are no longer motivated to do those things because women want it to be on their terms, then you end up with a situation where boys just walk away and, they find other ways to define their manhood, and then, the society or the community crumbles. The African-American community is already there. The white community is trailing behind. That's not to say that the African-American community hasn't had a lot of outside forces that have induced, our current state. But I'm looking at larger society, and some of the things that I'm, seeing in even the white community, I'm like, oh yeah, it's just a matter of time before, you know, this whole thing implodes. So that's more or less how I see it.
You know, I totally agree, and I see it on a daily basis. I assume you're calling from America.
Yeah. I don't know where you guys are.
Up in Canada. Actually British Columbia. And
yeah, well, you guys have actually attacked the problem much better than America has. I mean, there's plenty of stuff on material on YouTube. You have Karen Strongham, who's Girl Writes What. You know, she's very popular in America. You know, Canada has done a substantially better job of at least discussing it with some amount of honesty than America has. America's just on, you know, women strong, independent, you're holding women back, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, society's going to collapse when the men basically say we're no longer, you know, willing to participate because there's nothing in it for us. And you have these, you know, MGTOW, you know, men going their own way. I don't want to get married. I don't need to be established. I can live in my mom's basement and play Xbox all day. Like, I don't have to do this. And I'm like, regardless of how many strong, independent women you have out there, you know, you don't have any men, any suitors for them. And then not only that, you know, I try to explain to women all the time, I'm like, you know, you know, there'll be a whole bunch of strong, independent women walking around some office building, but that won't happen until the men get finished erecting the office building. When they get done erecting the office building and putting the air conditioning in and the power grid and the internet and all that other stuff, when they get done doing that, oh yeah, there'll be a whole bunch of strong, independent women walking around. But before that, it's not going to happen. And what I see from a lot of women who advocate for notions of equality is their idea of equality is immediately to go to the leadership position. And it simply won't work like that. You won't have a society where you have elite, educated women at the top of society and then a proletariat of men who are like worker bees in a beehive who are basically going to be doing all of the backbreaking work, and that's how the structure of society, you know, is going to go in women's mind. Men, there's always class differences. There's men who are educated, men who are more elite than other men, more men who have more power than other men. But at the end of the day, men can kind of respect that, you know, I can't do my job unless you do your job. Like, if I have degrees and a PhD and I'm the one making all the decisions, at the end of the day, I still have to respect the idea that there's men that are working in a coal mine, getting the coal, you know, to the factory, you know, to pump out the electricity so that I can sit at my laptop and, you know, do what I do, you know, on my laptop. Women kind of lose sight of that, you know, from what I've seen. They kind of think that everything is just kind of there, it simply exists, and men are holding them back, and how dare you not let me in the driver's seat? And, you know, there's no lines of women trying to go work on oil rigs, go work in coal mines, you know, go pave the highways in Alaska. Yes, you got a couple of exceptional women here and there, but it's never going to be at the collective level where you have women saying, you know, forget marriage, forget children, forget all of the nice things that patriarchy allows and provides for us to be soft, sweet, and feminine and girly and everything else. We want to go off and work in coal mines. It's never going to be like that. And I think that as soon as men basically say, I quit, or they stop doing what they're doing, or they become complacent, the very opportunities that allow women to make six figures and be strong and independent will no longer be there, and you'll just start seeing things collapse. Because when men are out of work because they can't find jobs, women are also out of work as well. But, you know, again, nobody puts the pieces together. They just, you know, you're just trying to hold women back. You're a sexist. You're a misogynist. And I'm like, okay, I direct you to your nearest ghetto, you know, which is full of single mothers and, you know, fatherless homes. And I want you to, you know, look at the physical conditions of those communities. And you can clearly see where it's going. But society hasn't made the connections yet.
Well, I tell you, you're definitely on the right track, and you definitely would. I would tune into the Tom Likas show because he talks about these topics. But the bottom line is, if the women don't want to sort themselves out in a sense of getting their own education, if they want to be independent and free, that's fine. But if they're not going to be if they're going to be independent, then they're independent. There's no I want it partway this way and another part that way.
I could sum it up simply. You know, men are not going to build and maintain and defend because, you know, constantly there's, it's patriarchy versus patriarchy. We live on a finite planet with limited resources, and that's just what it is. That's nature of the beast. That's nature of capitalism and everything else. You know, other patriarchies, you know, are successful at the expense of other groups and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter which group or community or society or nation I'm going to, men are not going to build and maintain society terms. It simply won't happen. The reward for building it and maintaining it is that you get to control it. And once that's removed, men are just simply going to say, well, I ain't going to do all that. I'll live in a cardboard box. I'll, you know, whatever. And then you get this situation where you have too many of those men, and women don't really have motivated men to pick from. It's just spiraling down.
Well, my brother, I tell you, you're definitely on the right track. And please, you know, take care of yourself and make sure you're sorted out and protected. Because if not, some of the bad ones will try to take you.
And I agree. And I agree 100%. I don't understand why these women act this way. I just don't.
Here in Canada, it's not quite like that here.
But
here, the bears don't have as much power here.
In Canada, it's better.
Oh, yeah. Case in point, to make a long story short, because we're going to probably run in a few moments. They just passed a new family law here in British Columbia that says that if you move in with a person, let's say if the bird moves in with the guy, the guy moves in with the bird, after, 6 months?
Yeah, I think so, 6 months.
You're considered like husband and wife. So he can go after her for money as well as she can. So here in British Columbia, they don't play that shit here.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist in America. In America, the laws are still archaic, as though it's 1955 and women don't work. And, you know, the laws are equally as offensive as the women who want to scream that, you know, that certain things are sexist. I'm like, the laws were written back at a time where women essentially didn't work. And I can understand why they were written to protect women. But now, you know, it's no longer like that. And when, you know, and this is how you know it's really not about equality, because when you point that out, the women are like, oh, no, we still want those perks and benefits from, yesteryear, Tom.
Yeah, they want that money. Yeah, they want that money.
I just understand, like, why should they be entitled to anything?
Well, see, with me, as you know, with me, I don't let them get away with any of that crap, because I pretty much tell them to their face with me. But what I'm noticing is here, all of these men here, they're too nice to these birds. And the nicer you are, the more these birds just rake you over the coals. I see it here all the time. I saw it last night at the pub. All these blokes in there, they're buying these birds drinks. And I bought a single drink. And I even had birds buy me drinks with money.
The thing is, I'm all for it. Look, the way I look at it, society, no other system works. Society will collapse if men become not motivated to, do certain things. And, you know, all the niceties, the perks, the chivalry, all that other stuff, I'm all for keeping all of that intact, because I understand from a woman's perspective, in order for her to acquiesce power, you definitely have to provide an environment that is, you know, comfortable and suitable for her. I don't expect women to get on board a man's ship if I can't even, you know, keep the ship clean and make it so that she's comfortable while she's on board the ship and cooperating with what I'm trying to do. You know, a lot of guys are trying to make women equal. And I'm saying, when you really look at it, they're not attracted to the women who are so-called equal. The very women who come from, that are preserved and taken care of and wear the makeup and the heels and everything else feminine that men like, they come from strong patriarchal environments. And exactly. So when men try to force women into being like men because it's equal now, then, you know, I tell them all the time, I'm like, high heels and trenches don't go together. You know, muddy trenches and skirts and high heels don't go together. If you want a woman to be like that, then you're going to be paying for dinners and taking them out and everything else like that. So, you know, a lot of guys, their only reason they're advocating for equality is because they don't want to engage in, you know, chivalry and, you know, doing things for women. And equality is the easy way for them to obliterate, you know, the traditional roles or responsibilities of manhood, because they can say, well, bitch, I don't have to do it now because it's equal now. And see, when I point that out to a lot of women, women go, ooh, oh, You know, they reconsider when I point that out. But before pointing that out, I'm like, just literally believe that, you know, men are just going to do all these things intrinsically because, you know, it's just the way it is. And I think the problem is in today's society that men and women have both taken not only each other for granted, but just, you know, seeing certain things being done, you know, for granted to the point where they just expect, you know, and I'm like, it doesn't work.
I agree.
There's a mutual exchange.
Yeah.
Well, my brother, I don't want to cut you off, but we're going to run here. We definitely
yeah,
thank
ahead.
You for calling in.
Thank
and
you
please
are, yeah.
protect yourself. Make sure you're sorted out and don't let those birds take all your money. But I know you sound
yeah.
educated, so they won't do anything to you. That's good. But remember,
well, they'll stay away from me because you know they'll smell patriarchy and run in the other direction.
Oh, that's me. I'm the biggest pig here in Canada. I'm the biggest pig here. But yeah, blowmeuptom.com. Tom Likas Show. Check him out.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you having a good night? And give us a shout anytime you want.
All right. Take care.
Join us next time for another exciting episode of the Second Chance Lifestyle Show, where we will continue to discuss the issues that are important to you and only you, no one else. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy or check out our website at secondchancetransformationhypnotherapy.com. That's 2ND Chance. Or send us a tweet at secondchancehypno. So until next time, have an excellent life-changing week. And in the words of my Vulcan colleague, live long and prosper. Next week, same time, same location.